The 70th anniversary of the end of World War II will be marked in all but one European country this week. Germany lost the war and has no plans to hold a special observance. VOA recently went to the German capital, Berlin, to report on how the conflict is considered and the effect it still has. In central Berlin, there is a huge memorial to the 6 million Jews killed during World War II. Their deaths were the work of Germany's Nazi Party. The memorial was built just 10 years ago, after much public debate. 200 meters away was the place from where German leader Adolf Hitler directed the war effort. It is the place where it is believed he took his own life. The area is now a parking lot filled with cars. Visitors to the area, like a woman named Tina, a retired journalist from Britain, say there are things to be learned from the war.
Even today, in our own country, there are extremist groups cropping up. And I'm thinking that if sort of ordinary, decent people don't do anything, there's always the chance of history repeating itself.
Gerd Appenzeller is the former publisher of the Berlin newspaper Tagesspiegel. He worries that the alliances that formed after World War II are weakening. He says younger Germans do not know what life was like during the war.
Die große Mehrheit hat sich in der Situation der Freiheit, sage ich einmal, bequem eingerichtet.
He says the vast majority have gotten comfortable with freedom. They give little thought to the fact that this freedom is constantly in danger. America is changing. Global relations are changing. And the Germans and Europeans have to unite and stay together, just to remain a relevant partner for the United States. I'm Bob Doty. Words in this story. Cropping up, idiomatic, to happen or appear, often unexpectedly. Vast majority, idiomatic. This phrase is often used to emphasize the size, relevance, or importance of a statistic or statement.